physical danger is not the only danger that we face in today's, in this world that we live in. Because just as real as physical danger, there is spiritual dangers.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, I'm Mark Jobe. Welcome to Straight Talk. We're in a season right now leading up to, well, the Super Bowl of Christianity. We call it Resurrection Sunday or Easter. It's a time where millions of people throughout the world pause and remember the most significant event in history, which is when Jesus Christ defeated death and sin, and he went into that grave for 3 days. But the greatest thing about him going into the grave is on the third day. Yeah, 3 days later, the grave could not hold the Son of God down. He resurrected with power and authority and reigns on high at the right hand of the throne of God. So we celebrate resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday. I want to challenge you, if you live around the Chicagoland area, northern Indiana, Wisconsin, whoever's hearing my voice today, I want to challenge you to make the most of your Easter. We've discovered that this is a time of the year where a lot of people who normally do not go to church, well, they feel like they need to go somewhere, do something religious. And my experience has been that most people, if they're invited, will have a positive response during the Easter season. So why not make sure that you invite someone to the church you attend? Make sure that you don't let this opportunity go by leading up to Easter, not inviting people that are really looking for somewhere to go. I want you to think right now of three people that you need to invite to church with you. Think of them. Three people that are on your most wanted list. Maybe it's a prodigal that hasn't been to church in a long time, but the Holy Spirit has been working on their heart. Maybe it's someone that is not a believer yet, and you may think that they're not even open, but the Holy Spirit may have been working on their heart, awakening them with the spiritual hunger. Or maybe it's someone that needs to be revived. I call it reborn, restore, or revive. I have my 10-person most wanted list that I've been praying for during these weeks leading up to Easter, that God would work in their lives. So I want to challenge you, make the most of your Easter season. Reach out to someone. It could maybe just be that this Easter, they will experience their own personal resurrection. Let's get ready for today's program.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Today we continue in our current series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. And our message today is called, Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven? Let's get right into the message. Our text will be found in 2 Peter chapter 2. Here's Pastor Mark.
People ask me oftentimes, Pastor Mark, how close are we to the end of the world? Well, I have no way of predicting that because I really don't know. But I know this, that we're closer to the coming of Jesus than we've ever been before. How about it? But the Bible does indicate, if you read Scripture carefully, the Bible does indicate that things towards the end will get worse. Darkness will get darker. People's hearts will grow colder. Violence will grow greater. Despair will increase. But it also indicates that the contrast between light and darkness will be stronger as well. That in the midst of a lot of chaos and dysfunction and darkness, we'll also see a lot of light and the power of God. Because where it gets darker and gloomier, then the power of God has to manifest itself in an even stronger way. And I want to say this, that physical danger is not the only danger that we face in today's, in this world that we live in. Because just as real as physical danger, there is spiritual dangers. A couple of years ago, for the very first time in my life, I went to Africa. And I happened to go to the country of Mozambique, Africa, which is way down towards the southern part of Africa. And it's a country that's been devastated by civil war. It was a country that was colonized by the Portuguese and then fought for its independence, then had its own civil war. And the average life expectancy for a man is 40 years old. So I'd already be an old man in Mozambique. And you see a lot of young people there, but very few older people, because a lot of people die young because of malaria or AIDS or the Civil War. But as I was reading, preparing for my trip, I was reading through the internet description of Mozambique, and one of the things that caught my attention, and also caught my boys' attention a lot, was the fact that because of the Civil War that existed there, there are certain roads that if you get off the main track, there's buried mines. I'm not talking about gold mines. I'm talking about like explosive mines. And that there's a lot of people that have lost their legs because they inadvertently step on one of these mines that's left over from the Civil War and lose their limb. So it warned you, please don't get off the beaten path. Be careful what roads you take because it could be dangerous. You could lose your life. Well, man, I was ready to pull out my map. I'm tracing where I'm going to go. I'm going to make sure I don't get off the path. Spiritually speaking, that same kind of focus on staying on the right road should be part of our mentality. Because when we start getting off God's path, when we start getting off track, there are major mega dangers that can take our spiritual life or leave us limping for a long time. And that's exactly what Peter is telling these believers that live in some dangerous times. He's warning them about the dangerous spirituality that's out there and how they need to make sure they stay on track so they don't become victims of the dangerous spiritual side roads that are out there. By the way, I just want to say that as of yesterday, this world has become a more dangerous place. You want to know why? My 15-year-old daughter just got her learner's driver's permit. The world has become a little more dangerous. You say, well, how do you know? Because I was in the car with her, driving her. Nah, she did a good job. But it's a little scary world out there now that I have a 15-year-old daughter that's actually driving. Lord, please, your hedge of protection, I'm praying. So, the Apostle Peter is writing in 2 Peter chapter 2, and he begins to warn these people about the danger of false teaching that's out there. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 1 of chapter 2. He says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of the truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping." Now, Peter's about to die. We found out that he knows he has a short time to live, so he's warning these people about some of the dangers that they're going to face. The truth is, unfortunately, that 2 years from now, if we were to survey this congregation 2 years from now, there would be names that are here present that in 2 years from now will not be present. And they will not be present because some that are currently sitting here listening to my words, unfortunately, history tells us that some will fall away. Now I pray to God, and you need to pray, that it's not you. But the truth of it is that every year there are people that fall away for various reasons. There are people that get caught up in bad relationships, or there are people that get discouraged in their walk and begin to doubt the things of God, or people that fall into the trap or web of some compulsive, addictive behavior that they can't overcome, and it discourages them. Or people that get sidetracked with other things that seem important at the time to the neglect of their spirituality. But every single year, there will be people that will fall away. And the Bible tells us, and Scripture warns us, that that is just part of what's going to happen. And that we need to be aware. That we need to be cautious to make sure that we are not listed in that category of those that fall away. And praise God, maybe some of you that are here today, you were in that category at one time, and through the loving outreach of people and conviction of the Holy Spirit, you have been brought back and are now serving God. Thank God for that. Amen. So Paul warns us, if you're taking notes, write this down. There will be many false teachers and misguided leaders that will lead many people astray spiritually, so be on guard. Notice that this is not the only warning that Peter gives us, but he tells the people that there will be false prophets and that there will be false teachers among you. Now he makes a distinction between prophets and teachers. Prophets are those that proclaim things on God's behalf, and teachers are those that typically take principles and break them down and teach them. Now, the fact that there's false prophets and teachers doesn't surprise any of us. But I think that what most worries me about this passage is where these false prophets and teachers will come from. He says, there will be, just as there will be false teachers among you. Now, here's the thing. Typically, we are not deceived and we are not led astray by things that are obviously wrong. It's those things that look very close to the truth that typically are most dangerous. If you were to go to a store today after you leave this service and were to buy something, and the store attendant were to give you change and give you Monopoly money, and give you a $10 in Monopoly money, you would look at that Monopoly money and say, what's this? And they would say, well, this is $10. And you would say, are you kidding me? This is not $10. This is fake. I mean, even a child could tell that this is fake. I mean, it doesn't look anything like a $10 bill. What color is the $10 Monopoly? Yellow. Okay. It's yellow. It's weird looking. It does not look anything like the real thing. Now, you don't have to worry about that because it's so obvious that it's fake that you would not be easily deceived into that. However,
we'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk radio message called Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven? It's from our series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2. Our message is called Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven?
If someone were to give you a $10 bill that looks almost identical to the real thing, you could easily take that $10 bill and give it a cursory look and think this is the real thing. Because only the eye of an expert and only careful, meticulous inspection could identify that really it has no value besides the paper that it's on, because it is false, fake. It's an imitation. So in the spiritual world, I'm not really concerned about these loonies that get on television all dressed in white and poofy hair and say, I'm the new Messiah. Because we all look at that and laugh and say, right, bucko. You know, we can tell the fake, and we know that's wrong. And there's only a few marginal, easily deceived people that are going to be led astray by that. But what's most dangerous are those things that look really close to the real thing, but are not. Are you tracking with me? And the Bible says that in these days that there will be false teachers and false prophets that will rise among you. And listen, it says they will secretly introduce destructive heresies. Now, it's interesting because that word secretly, if you look at that word in the original Greek, you will discover that that word is parasygo. And the first part of that word is para, which means something that goes alongside. It travels alongside. It looks a lot like the... It doesn't come out of left field. It travels alongside the regular teachings of Christianity, but it's devious from Christianity. And so, Peter is telling us that we need to be very careful because these heresies, what is a heresy? A heresy is a doctrine that is not in alignment with Scripture that will ultimately lead you astray. Sometimes it's a very small, it seems like a very small step. But how many you know that initially if your calculations are a little bit off, it can lead you way off, right? I mean, initially it seems like, well, it's so close, it's no big deal. But sometimes if your calculation is off, it can lead you way in a different direction in time. And such are these destructive heresies that sometimes they look like minor issues, but in reality, they are major issues. Let me tell you where most of the heresies lie that lead us really astray. Typically, the heresies that lead us astray, and by the way, Jesus warned us about these. In Matthew chapter 24, 11, he says, at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Mark 13, 23 and 22 and 23 says, for false Christ and false prophets will appear and perform signs and miracles to deceive the elect, if that were possible. So be on guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. So in essence, he's warning us that there will be deceivers out there trying to turn true followers of Jesus Christ away from the truth. Now, in my experience, there are usually two areas where heresies are introduced that really lead people astray. And you have to watch these two areas very, very carefully. Number one, you have to be careful about what is being taught concerning Jesus and salvation. Jesus and salvation. Because oftentimes heresies that are being introduced will have to deal with the person of Jesus, and will have to deal, and destructive teachings will lie around how you are made right with God, how salvation occurs. Most heresies, most false teaching has some sort of root in these areas. Who is Jesus and how are you made right with God? You see, there's religious groups out there that will teach you that Jesus was a good person. He was a prophet. He was a good teacher, but will fall short in declaring that he was the Son of God. There are teachings out there that will declare that Jesus was a prophet like many other prophets. And someone, for example, if you go up to some people and say, well, do you believe in Jesus? People say, yeah, I believe in Jesus. But it doesn't mean they necessarily believe in Jesus the same way that you believe in Jesus. Do you understand that? Yes. Some people say, I believe in Jesus, like, yeah, I believe that he was a good person, a good model, a good prophet, but not the Son of God and not God himself. Listen, just so that we're clear on what the Bible teaches about Jesus Christ, this is not a minor issue, this is a major issue. Just so we're clear on this, the Bible teaches that Jesus has, not only is he the Son of God, but the Bible teaches that Jesus has always existed as God. That Jesus is not a created being, but he is the Creator. That from the beginning of time, Jesus has existed as the second person of the Godhead. He has always been with God. He has always been God. And although he in function, he is the Son of God, he's not born of God. He's always existed as God. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God, and the Logos became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of God. It's not a minor, folks, it's a major. Really, really crucial. So we need to understand what they're teaching about Jesus Christ. The other thing that we need to understand is that Jesus, although Jesus is God, Jesus, even when he came to this earth, he never ceased to be God. You say, well, he was born, he was a man, he had flesh and blood. Yes, he was. He was all man, but Jesus never gave up his deity. If he had given up his deity, he would not have been God. He was all God and all man, all at the same time. All at the same time. That's huge. Some people say, well, he was God, but he gave up God and he lived on this earth. No, no, no. You need to understand that. That's a major in Scripture that you need to understand and grasp and wrestle with, because it's a basis of Christianity. Listen to me well. I want you to hear me well. Do not call yourself a Christian. Do not call yourself a Orthodox Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, because if you deny the deity of God, the preexistence of Jesus, and the Godhead of Jesus, you do not buy into historical Christianity. You have some other form of Christianity that's not historical, biblical Christianity. Are you tracking with me? Amen. It's huge. This is huge. The second thing is how you encounter salvation. Some people will tell you to be right with God. There's a series of things you need to do. Oftentimes, the main mistake that people make is that they tell you that in order to be right with God, listen to me well, that you need to be good enough to be right with God. Now that sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it? That in order to be right with God, you need to be good. And if you're good, you'll be right with God. If you're bad, you're not right with God. If you do good works, then you are okay with God. And if you do bad works, then you're on the opposite side with God. And some people believe that when you get to heaven, that all your good works are going to be put in one scale, and all your bad works are going to be put in another scale, and you know, we're going to see where they land. And you say, well, you know, boy, I hope that walking that little lady across the street tips the scale a little bit, and I gave some to charity, and I know I cussed this guy out, but, you know, at the same time, I blessed this person, and I gave to a missions group, but, you know, I also slept with my boyfriend, but I offset that when I went to church on Sunday, and I served in the nursery. Whoa, this is a real toss-up. And a lot of us hope that when we get to the scales of good and bad, that a merciful good God is going to kind of turn his face a little way and put his big finger on our good scale and tip it over, because he's full of grace and mercy and loves us. And if it's close, he'll let us in. Now that makes some sense in the natural world, but let me tell you, that is heresy. That is not the way it's going to work, ever. That's not what Scripture says about salvation and making it right. Let me tell you, if we were to put a scale up, that kind of scale, and these are your bad works and these are your good works, let me show you how that scale would look. There is no way on earth that your good works will ever outweigh your bad works, ever. Because every thought, every word, every attitude that is contrary to God or missed the mark, sins of omission, things you should have done and didn't do, things that you've done contrary to God, even if you just committed 8 sins a day, which most of us commit much more than that, or a few sins a day, you've done the math, you would end up your life, if you died at 30-some years old, you would end up your life with having thousands upon thousands, 60, 70, 100,000 sins in your life. That's a lot of sins.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe, lead pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And our message has been entitled, Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven? It's part of our series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.